This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So today, there's got to be a good day. Today, there's gonna be a good day. Today, there's gonna be a good day.
Good day. Time for your Thursday briefing on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I guess it would be only consistent that I be Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is here. We'll find Victoria in a few minutes. Well, we can keep my fingers crossed. And meanwhile, who's meeting around the table at your house? Who's having breakfast at your house today? Who had lunch there yesterday? Last night? Who did you have dinner with? I'm looking at a table with lots of world leaders sitting at it, talking about the problems of immigration is a problem, terrorism is a problem, and yes, of course, climate change. New report relying on improved computer modeling warns that the West Antarctic ice sheet could melt rapidly, raising sea levels 3 feet by the end of the century, flooding coastal cities around the world. No one would be immune. The Great Ice Sheet, which is larger than Mexico, would take hundreds if not thousands of years to occur, said one side. So there are people who say this will take hundreds. There's people who say it'll take only years. Then people say hundreds of years and thousands of years. You don't know what to believe. What is real, however, is the circumstance that the people in Oklahoma find themselves in today, battered by multiple tornadoes, Arkansas hit by life-threatening flash floods, dangerous weather, almost, and this sounds silly to say, but overnight. Yesterday, it has been really rough the last couple of days for those of you in Florida. I know the heat's been oppressive for this time of year, and there have been a couple of afternoons where the storms were just really severe, torrential rain. And now this circumstance, 9 people injured, authorities evaluating the damage in northeastern Oklahoma today. A meteorologist said a tornado touched down and lifted up a number of times, up and down and up and down and up and down in northern Tulsa and some areas that are north of there. Public Service Company of Oklahoma reports 5,000 customers don't have power still today. 9 million people in parts of Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Arkansas were in an area of enhanced risk, according to the Storm Prediction Center. The area of highest risk includes Dallas-Fort Worth. So yesterday and today, havoc across the South and the Midwest. Not much you can do about it. It is part of it. There's always at this time of year. Actually, it seems a little early, though, doesn't it? For this, but I think we said that last year, that it seemed early for the kind of storms that we were having in it was late March through April. By the time you get into April, May, that's where the serious the consequences are of this kind of weather, because the systems are changing, the weather changes with the advent of the new season, things are disrupted in the upper atmosphere for whatever the reason. You can say it's global warming, you can say it's climate change. I think that I'm getting a little tired of saying the same thing over and over again, because there hasn't been anything new to this. Yesterday we were talking about ExxonMobil and the oil company, the bad guys they work out there, lying to their stockholders or lying to the public about the impact of fossil fuels. Come on. How unrealistic or how naive or uneducated do you have to be to think that there isn't some impact from all that exhaust that's coming out of the tailpipes of cars, trucks, tractors, whatever, airplanes? And so you do have an impact. But is it enough when you consider how much? It's even hard to imagine, because it's hard to think in terms of looking at the air and thinking it can be measured in tons. But it can. How many tons of oxygen are there in the atmosphere? How many tons of carbon monoxide in the air? How many tons of carbon dioxide in the air? We look outside and see the blue sky. Or we see rain clouds. Or we see snow or whatever. But you think not in terms of that mass above you or even what's in your own home. Do you think about how many tons of air there are in your home? No, you just open up the window and take a nice deep breath. Welcome in the wonderful sense that most of us have about springtime. We're not thinking about the impact of whatever is in the air because it's huge. Who says huge? It is. There is no man I know can imagine in his or her head the huge enormity, the volume of air that there is. So when you think about, yep, a lot of cars are in the road. Look at Los Angeles and San Francisco and Chicago and Washington and Boston, New York, and all the traffic and people sitting there for hours chugging away and all that exhaust is going out into the atmosphere. Yeah, it's pushing out something else because it's heavier. The exhaust is heavier than the air. Yeah, of course it has some impact as it goes up. But is it ruining the planet? I think not. What I think, however, is folly is the number of people who today will sit in Dallas-Fort Worth or who will sit in Tulsa, Oklahoma, or will sit in Los Angeles or sit any place, and they're stuck in traffic. They just sit there while the traffic moves. Why is that? Why is it that with all this conversation about climate change, do you know how much, if you really are serious and you really believe that exhaust from cars, trucks, buses, et cetera, are causing global warming, then why don't you pass a law that gives companies incentive, not something that is confiscatory or threatening, but something that makes it easier or to your advantage if you have a 24-hour operation. Take an example from most of the restaurant, the 24-hour restaurants. They have people coming to work every hour of every day. So people come in at 5 in the morning and they leave at 1 in the afternoon. People come in at 1 in the afternoon, they leave at 9 o'clock at night. People come in at 9 o'clock at night and they leave at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning. There's an hourly thing. Why is that so difficult, a comprehensive plan to imagine? I just don't understand how it is that we focus on some of this nonsense, like we're going to require cars like Volkswagen. They're going to change the emissions in the cars because they only get 45 miles to a gallon and there's so many parts per million. That's all a bunch of BS. Make it, give people in businesses, if you're really creative, a tax incentive to make it easy for people to go to work all hours of the day and night. If you have that kind of operation. And let's face it, more and more, because of technology these days, companies are operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Am I the only person who's thinking about this? Who's talking about what candidate is talking about this or anything else that's really important instead of people wondering about whether Donald Trump and his guy beat up some woman who is a reporter? There's no future in that. All it is happenstance and circumstance and nonsense. So as this conversation goes on and on and on, hopefully you will have a breezy and warm day today with lots of sun and only a few clouds in your future. 15 past the hour on Good Day.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow!
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
Another day is upon us, and hopefully it is going to be a good day for you. I'm Doug Steffen at 18 past the hour with some good news about Abigail Kopf. Remember her? K-O-P-F. She was a 14-year-old who was shot in the head by the Uber gunman Jason Dalton. Remember when he opened up fire on civilians at that restaurant in Kalamazoo last month? She was declared dead by the medical authorities. She was not able, she had no signs of response, but then she was able to squeeze her mother's hand as the staff was preparing to harvest her organs. Man, McFadden ought to be here to talk about that. He thinks that this is the biggest scam. But now she has stunned the medical community by learning to walk again and talk again. It's only after a month she's playing cards. So let's follow this for a minute and think about how, I mean, I have a big smile on my face because I'm thinking about how wonderful this is. She was declared dead a month ago, and now she is doing all kinds of things. There was a post I saw yesterday on her fundraising page that she was having a good time laughing and talking loudly. Her father said that his daughter refuses to use a wheelchair, is making an incredible recovery. Do you realize spiritually or philosophically what an amazing thing it is, or even what an amazing world we live in? We get ourselves so stuck on things that I suppose maybe are easier to talk about. Like, it's easy to talk about the weather, the focus on abortions, the Food and Drug Administration easing the guidelines for a medication that induces an abortion. This is going to get everybody all worked up about it. The kinds of things that we occupy ourselves with that bring us all down. Why do you want to do that? Why don't you want to bring yourself up? Understand, I don't want to talk about Jason Dalton, who was the driver. So he shot up people, he killed six people. He's been charged with six counts of murder and attempted murder. Okay, so he's going to go down the road that he has to go down. But think about what, and this woman, this young woman, 14 years of age, what the rest of her life is going to be about and what people are going to learn from her. God love her. 21 after on Good Day.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue, Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Now 23 after the hour on the Good Day program. Hello to our friends in the Florida Keys. We're all over the Florida Keys, my station in Marathon. All our friends on the stations listening in Iowa. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Boone, Des Moines, those beautiful areas up in Richmond, Washington. Hello to the folks listening there. The time of the hour is upon us where we have some fun. Smile. Hello. Late night shows. Conan O'Brien starts first with a comment about Donald Trump.
Donald Trump says that if he is president, he will punish women who have abortions, although he doesn't yet know what the punishment would be. You know, aside from Donald Trump being the president. Other than that, he doesn't know what the punishment would be.
More than that?
Yeah, more than that.
Wow.
There's so much you can say after that. I think I'll just keep slipping into something else. Speaking of slipping, Jimmy Kimmel on his late night program has a focus on this banana peel challenge.
Every couple of months, there's some inexplicable online trend that becomes wildly popular, like the cinnamon challenge, where you eat cinnamon, the Kylie Jenner lip challenge with the duck lips. Some of them are dumb, some are dangerous, and this one is both of those things. It's called the banana peel challenge. Have you heard about this? Not yet. Okay, the way it works is you put a banana peel on the floor, and then you step on it. Can you imagine someone ask you, how did you become, if you don't mind my asking, how did you become paralyzed? And your answer is the banana peel challenge? It's 3 more trends like this. We could eliminate teenagers altogether.
All right. So in order to understand this banana peel challenge a little bit better, we've gone to the YouTube. Here's Mark Dice, who doesn't think much about the so-called banana peel challenge.
Monkey see, monkey do. The latest idiotic internet trend that's causing kids to sprain and break their wrists across the country. It's called the banana peel challenge, and the ever so attentioned starved kids of the internet age are posting videos of themselves slipping on banana peels in their hopes of going viral and being the next internet superstar. This is the future of America, folks. A very sad state of affairs. You may recall the Kylie Jenner challenge, which was equally dangerous when last year the mentally enslaved millennials and those in Generation Z, Generation Zombie, started sucking on shot glasses in order to swell up their lips. causing damage and videotaping themselves and posting it on the internet. So now the banana peel challenge for the banana brains.
Karen, you remember anybody who's taken the banana peel challenge?
I don't. I've seen, you know, videos on YouTube, but I just, look, as someone who's clumsy enough as it is, this is just, like, insulting to me. I fall down enough on my own, and now all these people are out there just doing it for fun.
You remind me of my daughter is fairly clumsy as well. Not a good dancer. She said she inherited that from me. I don't know that I'm clumsy, but I think you need to be aware of where you're going and what your surroundings are. I'm looking at some of the comments on the Banana Peel Challenge, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Tara said, I love how even though everybody in these stupid challenges gets injured, people still do it. I guarantee somebody's going to fall and smack their head and die. Idiots will still continue to do it no matter what. Scott says, why not try the Read a Book Challenge? Ah! What a great idea that is. All right, here's Steve Harvey from his program yesterday joking with an audience member about how much people know about current events in our country.
I read an article that says that 10% of college graduates believe that Judge Judy is a Supreme Court justice. So I was wondering if you had any advice or any quizzes or tips that I could do with my wonderful children to make sure they don't end up in that 10%.
You lying. Judge Judy ain't on the Supreme Court.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
In the next 60 seconds, I'm going to outline how you can be a really great parent. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. My four C's of parenting are choices, consequences, consistency, and compassion. First, provide your children with choices. This will help them learn that choice is inevitable in life. And it will lead to the second C, that every choice has a consequence. Great parents provide consequences for their children, which prepares their children for life because life provides consequences. The third C is consistency. In other words, if you say something, stick to it so that your children learn that you mean what you say. Finally, the fourth and most important C is compassion. Remember, as parents, it's your job to teach your children. They're learning about their world, and they deserve compassion, especially when they make choices that lead to difficult consequences. For more on the four C's and ways to be a better parent, visit drchristianconti.com.
60 Seconds to a Better Life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Tired of people pushing your buttons? Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith says, realizing you have them is the first step.
As we journey through life, the typical reaction is there is a trigger. The trigger produces an impulse, and the impulse leads to behavior. If we can change the cycle a little so there's a trigger, it still will produce an impulse. But we have an awareness of what's going on around us. Then we realize we have a choice. Then we exhibit the behavior. And if you can just get to that level of awareness and choice, 80-90% of the time, we'll probably come up with a good solution.
When it feels like the whole world is working against you, it's good to know you have an ally. Doing What Works is here to help you to overcome and succeed. That's our job, and we love doing it for you in big and little ways every day. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Program with Kara Schillen and Rich McFadden. I don't know who else is going to wander in this hour. There is a lot of discussion today, this week, this month, this year about the Zika virus. Let's be afraid some more. Look out for the Zika virus. Well, actually, it turns out that there are some things, several things to be concerned about with regard to the Zika virus. It's sort of in the news and out of the news here and there. The latest on this is that some of the leading mosquito researchers, who'd have thunk that there was an entire department of mosquito researchers, but there is here in our country. And what they're doing is charting a DNA map that they say will help them fight the disease with the mosquito's own genetic code. This research is being done. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the medical experts we have here on the Good Day program, says he was telling me that this is like the virus that's used to create a vaccine. You know, with most successful vaccines, you hear a lot of conversation this week about vaccines in general. And so what happens? How do you make a vaccine? Well, you take, in this circumstance and most others, some of the live gunk. How do you like that? Some of the live DNA, some of the live presence of whatever the malady is, and you create a serum around it, and basically you put it in your body in small little doses to develop an immunity to polio, to mumps, measles, chicken pox, whatever it is. And so this is one of the reasons I talk so much about having us exposed to dirt. I have a grandson who is a month and 5 months, not a month, to get that, a year and 5 months old. And a nicer, sweeter little kid. What we all say this about our grandchild. This kid's a really wonderful kid. And so when I get a hold of him, I take him out and I get him to play in the dirt and roll around in the sand and get greasy and stuff. Last Sunday when I took him for a walk while everybody else was having breakfast, I brought him out to the back of the restaurant. There was a big pile of sand because they were working on the building, and I had him climb around in that, and he was pawing it down and filled up his pants and his diaper with sand. And then we were walking around the parking lot, and he was sticking his hand into the spokes of the wheels of cars that didn't have solid covers on them, just to see what it was like. And the cars were parked in the parking lot. Nothing wrong with that. He wasn't going to get hurt. And he was feeling around in there, and his hands got all greasy. And I thought it was great. He was sticking his hands in his mouth. Because I, as a kid, some of you are horrified listening to this now. I know you are. But as a youngster growing up on the farm, that's what I did. I didn't know any better. My parents didn't know any better. People I was around didn't know any better. I'm sticking my hand into everything, dirt, manure, whatever was around. Well, I am the healthiest person that I know at my age. I am rock solid healthy. Every once in a while I have little bits and pieces of things that bug me. But my immune system, by all accounts, whenever I have it tested, every time I have a physical, is strong, strong, strong. And it's because of the exposure to the dirt and the elements and the things. I had vaccines when I was a kid, for sure. But you don't vaccinate somebody for certain things, a lot of things. You just have to have a strong immune system. And I maintain that people would be much healthier if they were exposed or had themselves exposed to a certain elements that your body builds up a resistance for. That's the brilliance of the human body. We build up, we get these things into our blood system and we build up resistance to it. That's what the white blood cells are all about. And your body has a DNA code and it learns, has a memory. Your heart has as much of a memory as your brain does. There's new studies about that all over the place. And so as we learn to stay away from these things, sometimes there's a little help that comes to us in the form of a vaccine, because it's hard to be exposed to something like Zika and have immunity because it's something brand new and introduced to your body. Your body doesn't have resistance to it in most circumstances. So now they're trying to come up with this is, by the way, big business. Company here in Framingham called Genzyme, which develops all kinds of vaccines, is working feverishly on this project along with a half a dozen other drug companies to come up with the first of probably will be many virus shooters, vaccines for Zika, because the news media has created such interest in it. And I'm not saying it's not a problem, but it's like a lot of other things. We create something because there's money, and the news media has done such a great job of establishing itself as an authority when in many instances it's really not. It just sort of is there. But because we give it credibility, we give the New York Times credibility, we give the Washington Post credibility, we have ABC News credibility, do they deserve it? In many circumstances, no. But because they have persuaded you that they have credibility, they tell the story of Zika. So then there's a demand created for a vaccine. These drug companies go to work and they try to come up with a vaccine and they make lots and lots and lots of money. And at the end of the day, do we really need one? I can't tell you that I know. And I don't know that they know. But it sure is a great opportunity in a time when there is abundance. There's always abundance. There's always money. There's not a limited supply of money. There's as much money out there as one needs to do what one has to have. You may not have all the money in the world, but there is an unlimited supply of money in the world. We create these opportunities. So if, in fact, Zika became really serious and you needed a shot, you'd find the money to buy the shot, right? You might not buy something else, but you would create a business out of this, and that's what happens. That's how the economy works. That's how the system works. We come up with a problem, we create a need to solve the problem, and then we go for it and spend money. We create a new business. That's what every year there are tens of thousands of new businesses in America and around the world. that take not away from others, for the most part, but they create something new. Yes, the other businesses go out of business. Sure, they do. Do other people run out of money? Yep. That doesn't mean you're taking from them. It's just a creation here. And we're creating something that will be a big business for someone. At the same time, the government says that it will allow the use of an experimental test to screen blood donations for the Zika virus. That's the next thing that's going to be a problem. The people who give blood who are... So I remember when I was going to England all the time, and there was... I used to give blood 3 or 4 times a year. I haven't given blood for years because I was honest and said, I'd been to England, there was foot and mouth disease there, and people said, nah, you can't give blood. I mean, I could be back to giving it now and probably should. I haven't thought about it. Now that I'm thinking about it, I think I will go back and give blood. But I ask these questions because I think sometimes they're more important than the other circumstances. Like all of the issues that the political candidates face. How many of you, when you look at Hillary Clinton, when you look at Donald Trump, when you look at Bernie Sanders, when you look at Ted Cruz, how many of you think, is this person really healthy? There are all kinds of rumors about Mrs. Clinton's health. Bernie Sanders is almost 75 years old. You know there's plenty of questions about his health. Ted Cruz looks sick. Pasty, white, terrible looking. He just always looks tired, and he always looks drawn, and he always looks sick. Donald Trump has 3 pounds of man tan on him. What kind of shape is he in? And all these candidates, with the exception of Cruz, you realize Donald Trump is 69, Hillary Clinton is 69, Bernie Sanders is almost 75, Cruz is the only one who's in his 40s. What does that tell you about the crop or what people are looking for? But I think it's a really good question that we have here. I think there's a substantive question about the health of candidates and whether or not it influences how you vote. And is the media asleep again by not asking or focusing on these questions really and truly, as they are asleep by not asking a lot of questions that have to do? You've heard me go off on food choice. Who's asking questions about that yet? It's one of the top 4 issues that people have in their lives, according to any survey that I've ever read. One of the most important things that influence your life. My food choices. One of the top 4. And so, I guess I've given you some food for thought. So why don't I give you some more food for thought in the form of some pretty good commercials here at 43 past the hour on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
How do we attain peace? It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, Executive Director of the National Center for Policy Analysis. In a chaotic world where global security is threatened, how do we find peace? Does it come from creating a false reality that fits a certain political ideology? History has proven that any attempt to compromise, appease, or legitimize an enemy only serves to embolden them. It appears as weakness and gives them a sense of strength and superiority. President Reagan coined the mantra, peace through strength, and it gave hope and empowerment to our allies and those seeking the beacon of liberty. He put the enemies of freedom on notice and demanded that the wall of tyranny be torn down, and it was. No one wants to advocate for war, but the fight is upon us, and peace in our time does not come by surrender or appeasement. Peace comes through strength. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
Hey everyone, Proactive has a special offer for our listeners. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free giveaway and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Want to try Proactive? They're letting everyone try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing face brush and free shipping when you call right now. 1-800-644-2406. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get prescription-grade Proactive, plus a rotating deep cleansing brush valued at $45. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-644-2406. That's 1-800-644-2406. One more time, ready? 800-644-2406.
46 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. A lot of you struggle at night when you go to bed, close your eyes, go to sleep, and you wake up and you toss and you turn because you're not comfortable. I have found a new pillow called My Pillow, and as a result, I am sleeping better than I have for a long, long time. My Pillow is fit to me. So your My Pillow would be fit to you. Whatever kind of sleeper you are, you sleep on your back, sleep on your side, are you a big person, small person, My Pillow is the pillow that perfectly fits. So, you move the My Pillow around, put it in the right place for you. Maybe it's to support your head, maybe your neck. Maybe you just want to sort of cradle yourself in. I'm stretching around myself right now, thinking about how I adjusted to this pillow. This is a life changer for me and for you. My pillow does not go flat, doesn't get hot. It has a patented fill that stays put, and then you will rest all night like a baby. So, if you would like to take advantage of the My Pillow special offer, may I suggest that you call 800-874-8985 and order a My Pillow for you. And wowie zowie, what happens is that they will give you a free pillow for your partner. Pretty cool, huh? 800-874-8985. Use the code DS for your free pillow. So you pay for one, get another one free just by using the code DS at 800-874-8985. Just call right now and get a better night's rest starting right away. 800-874-8985. Or you can go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code DS. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call, 800-874-8985, promo code DS. And that's not an April Fool's. Tomorrow, by the way, how many people remember? Raise your hands. Tomorrow's April Fool's. April Fool's. Rich will not let me play Pat Boone and April Love anymore for the beginning of April. But maybe, Carrie, you and I can sing April. Do you feel foolish? Is there something every day that you do that makes you feel foolish? You ought to keep, I think just for fun, people ought to keep a fool log, foolish log, foolish things
that
you do.
But that way we can read it at the end of the week and just feel bad about ourselves.
Well, but you know what? I think we need to be sillier. We need to be more foolish. We need to have more fun. We need to stop being so influenced by the politically correct crowd. We don't dare do this. We don't dare do that. Come on. Let's have some fun. Time for fun. And this is a perfect opportunity. So come up with some really cool hoax. And not cruel, but cool. And think about sharing it with us at 888-302-3684. Or maybe you can send an idea along facebook.com/good day. Hey, one of the things that I have been most influenced by in the last 24 hours is all the discussion online. Yesterday we were talking about these soccer stars, women, female soccer stars, who have decided to focus on concussion research for female athletes, no matter what kind of sport they're playing. We've had a lot of people talking about brains of football players and hockey players and wrestlers and a lot of women wrestlers, a lot of women soccer players. So the women's national soccer team, Abby Wambach, who's 35, recently retired, Megan Rapinoe, 30, announcing that she is going to donate her brain for concussion research at the end of her life. This is the kind of stuff that people need to do more of so that you understand how dangerous it is to have your head hit by a ball at 40 miles an hour. Thank you. No, thank you.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
No markdowns here. You got first dibs at the information that's important today. Oftentimes I find myself a day or two ahead of whatever the trend is, and then people say, "Well, you didn't talk about that yesterday." Well, because I talked about it the day before. And our boredom coordinator, there's so much going on in the world. Some of it just plain silly. Some of it is serious. I find that in looking at technology, we bring in the actual electronic equipment and things that we use. And we talk a lot about the things that people do online, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Pinterest. There's a television station in Pittsburgh, WTAE, who fired an anchor yesterday. Her name is Wendy Bell. Ms. Bell posted some comments on Facebook concerning a shooting that happened in March in Pittsburgh. Part of her post reads, "You needn't be a criminal profiler to draw a mental sketch of the killers who broke so many hearts 2 weeks ago. They were young black men, likely teens or in their early 20s. They have multiple siblings from multiple fathers, and their mothers work multiple jobs. The police haven't made any arrests yet or released any information on suspects." Well, the television and radio world in Pittsburgh went bananas on this. Here's host Robert Mangino talking to Rachel Webster, who had started a Facebook page demanding that the TV station do something about Ms. Bell.
We're interested in getting your reaction to the news today that TAE has fired Wendy Bell.
I was very surprised that when I got home, my phone started blowing up, as did my Facebook page. Honestly, this was not the outcome we expected or probably would be best for the region. I think it kind of makes her martyr to some effect, and it really could have been used in a positive way to open doors to some, like, real positive racial dialogue. But, I mean, actions have consequences, and I assume that Hearst and WTAE used, like, held her to her contract and their social media policy. And just like any of us at our job, there are social media policies, mm-hmm. and if we break them, then we are at risk of losing our job.
All right, so there is a lot of social media talk about this. I'm going to read just one comment, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday, from Laura, who said this lady's mistake was that she used her TV station Facebook page to write her post. Had she used her personal one, this would have been a different story. When you use anything that's connected to a company and where you work, you violate their ethics code, that sort of thing. This is what happens. I'm sad to see her go. I'm in suburban Pittsburgh, but you could have predicted this would come after the posting. So the warning again, danger, danger. There is no privacy anymore. And there's no freedom of speech. It just doesn't happen because everybody's recording everything and everybody's got a point of view. So if she gets kicked down the road, she got a job somewhere else in another city. But still, it seems rather sad because I don't think she meant anything bad. There's nothing bad about that. She was just stating an opinion. Okay, next, the banana peel challenge all over the internet. Ava Gordy here from What's Trending, talking about how this banana peel challenge got started.
On the bright side, we're only one step away from kids dropping anvils on other kids' heads. Teenager Jason Oakes unwittingly created a brand new trend when he tried stepping on a banana peel to see if it was slippery, like in the cartoons. Jason's video was posted on Sunday and has since been retweeted 90,000 times. And now the challenge has been attempted by dozens of other teens. So, you know, that's a thing now. So what's Jason doing with his newfound fame? Of course, he's trying to get on Ellen. Who wouldn't? Although he does seem to understand how fleeting this all is, he tweeted, "Hello to my new 500-plus followers. Why the f*** are you following me? I'm boring and just fell on a banana one time." Tammy Aquila Tate said, "Humans are getting dumber, but they make for great internet entertainment." You spelled internet wrong there, Tammy. She did say in her own tweet that we were getting dumber.
Yep. And here's some more proof of that. Comments, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter, goodday. Scott writes, "Why not the read a book challenge instead of the banana peel challenge?" Brittany writes, "Trends don't last forever, but serious injury will." Olivia writes, "I laughed way too hard at the first guy's video. Thanks for testing out the banana peel theory so I don't have to do it." Nancy writes, "No worse than swallowing goldfish and some of the other ridiculous stuff people have done in the past, being challenged on the internet and they get hurt." Oy. Media companies swooning over the possibility of posting live video to Facebook. New streaming service that Facebook is putting on called Full Screen, aimed at social media users who want to put their own, it's like YouTube on Facebook. That's basically what it is. Sounds like. And so we need more people making the more banana peel challenges on Facebook and
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.